It's Indigenous Veterans Day and has been commemorated since 1994. Indigenous members of Canada's military shared their stories at ceremonies across the country. In Ottawa, Defence Minister David McGuinty had this message for them.
Throughout our history, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis members have served with exceptional bravery and distinction in the Canadian Armed Forces. They have fought, endured, and sacrificed in our name. From Vimy to Dieppe, from Korea to Afghanistan, Indigenous service members have demonstrated extraordinary skill, courage, and devotion to duty.
Indigenous Veterans Day came about because many of those veterans were not given the same benefits as their non-Indigenous peers. Ray Deer is the president of Quebec's only First Nations-operated Canadian Legion. He says people need to know about the contributions made by Indigenous members of the military.
I think by joining the military, it gives us a voice. It gives us a voice that can be heard amongst the Canadians and the Americans because they know we served alongside them. Without doing that, without serving alongside them, you're more than invisible. We're invisible as it is. But it would be worse off if we didn't participate.
Other Indigenous veterans say they gained respect from military colleagues for their character and their ability as soldiers. But some say the camaraderie vanished when the fighting was over and there was a return to Canada. The federal government says more than 4,000 Indigenous people served in the military in the First World War and 3,000 served in the Second World War. Recently, the government acknowledged the unfair treatment of Indigenous soldiers, where many thought their rights and standing would improve when they returned home. But as efforts towards reconciliation gained momentum in recent years, there was more effort to recognize Indigenous veterans and their contributions. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.